And a good Saturday morning to you. It's exactly 7:45. You know what that means. Time for another wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you today?
I am quite well, thanks for asking. And I hope you are as well. You know, not a bad weather. We had a beautiful day. I don't know if you had the chance to enjoy some of it yesterday, but it's not a bad weekend either. And go Gophers. Well, wow, what a game.
Well, the Gophers, I mean, that was just truly amazing. You wish they'd play like that almost every weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get a national title back here real quick.
There you go. Well, what's on our schedule today?
Well, we have a few things to talk about, but first I would like to, excuse me, I've been traveling, and now I got a horrible frog in my throat, so I apologize for the rough notes to this radio show today. I've been fighting it and fighting it, but I want to start out, Denny, on a kind of a somber note. Haskell's family lost an employee in the last couple of weeks who had been with us for 45 years. His name was Steve Lyons. He had been with us, started up in 1980, and he's been an integral part, a part of our Haskell's family. He managed stores. He helped us open stores. You know, the camaraderie that he brought to Haskell's was truly amazing, and it's people like Steve in our company that make it what it is. You know, wine is wine, but it's the people like Steve that really can bring it to people and know their customers, and that's what really sets us apart in our special sauce. So, a little quick remembrance, excuse me, to Steve. I wish my voice was better to give him a little bit better send-off here, but duty calls, Denny. I apologize for this. But what we will do, we'll talk about, we have a quick 6 for $60 wine that we brewed up. And maybe since my voice is so bad, what we could possibly do, I'll talk about the 6 for $60, and maybe if there's some people who want to, you know, text in, we could read of those, and I could quickly, just to solve this. You sound like you're talking to Oscar the Grouch all of a sudden today.
And a little bit of Barry White. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'll start singing too.
Do that. Before you hang on just a second, I want to give our text number, and that would be a great opportunity for folks if you have a wine or spirit question for Ted. There's an opportunity here. Take advantage of Ted's health issues. 651-461-9226 while we talk about the 6 for $60.
Yes, and we started out, we built together a lovely little fall expo. There's starting out with a Mussel Bay Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, the Marlborough region. It's infamous for their Sauvignon Blanc. Just a great little wine. It has that great grapefruit notes to it. Very delicious, wonderful wine. And, you know, it's real crisp and sharp. You know, and I kind of say it's a little bit reminiscent of when you're out apple picking out in those orchards. You know, it's got real sharp, crisp, acidic notes to it that kind of just screams fall. Wonderful, delicious wine. If you're going to do something light still, you know, seafood or salad, it's just a smashing bottle of wine. Truly delicious. Also, we included in there is Fortant Viognier. Now, Viognier is kind of the white wine of the southern area around Rhone. It is a little bit different. You know, it's heavy like a Chard, but it's heavy in a different way. It has a little bit of viscosity to it, a little bit of tones of like cantaloupe melon to it. And I'll say this, if there is a reason that it's very good, my mother last night said, that is truly delicious. So you have a stamp of approval on a white wine that one of the most finicky palates I know likes it, so you'll enjoy it as well. Big, big kudos. We also put a Le Manuc Rosé in there. It's still a little bit of rosé season. I know it's a little overcast today, a little bit of chill in the air, but, you know, rosés are a fun way to get a nice chill on it when people show up to the house, start things out, and truly jump in and enjoy it. And just, it's a well-made wine. It's made from Cinsault grape from the south of France. Just a wonderful wine. A little bit of stone fruit to it, like a dried peach pit to it. A classic French rosé. But again, quite delicious. Also, what we did is we threw in a couple 3 reds. You know, we are getting into that heavier, cooler season where you want a little bit more robust flavored wines. And we started out with a wonderful wine from Portugal called Lisbonita. Lisbon, you know, Portugal is known for all their fortified wines up in the Douro Valley as far as Croft and Douro. You know, all these great houses, but you kind of forget what starts out those great ports are actual still wines. You know, they stop the fermentation process with making port by the addition of alcohol, which makes it a fortified wine, which quite frankly just means it has a higher alcohol content. But they have a lot of other wines, and this one in particular is made from about seven different grape varietals that are really indigenous to the Porto region in the Douro Valley. But it's great, and it's affordable, and there's just so much complexity to it that if you are going to sit and, you know, make a heavier dish, you know, pork chops and rice, that kind of thing, or heavier stews and things like that, it's a fun, fun wine. And actually, it's one of those wines that's a bit of a misnomer because the label is quite catchy, but the wine is good. At times, sometimes those winemakers maybe spend a little bit too much in the design studio about their labels to try to catch people's eyes rather than having the wine catch their eyes. And this is a nice blend of both. It's a fun label, but it's a really unique red wine. It's just a fun blend as well. We also threw in a little Spanish wine called La Pepica. Now, this one is a Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvèdre blend. So we kind of call it, you know, it's like a Spanish Cote de Rhone. Those are the same grape varietals that go into Cote de Rhone, but a very affordable, very earthy wine. I mean, this with like stewed mushrooms, sautéed mushrooms would be just a fantastic one. There's a lot of earthen notes to it. It's just a brilliant wine, but it's kind of neat. If you like wine and you're like me, a little bit of a wine geek, it'd be fun to compare that to your Cote de Rhone because they're the same grape varietals, different areas, you know, different climate, different countries for that matter, but it's a great little wine, and especially if you like Cote de Rhone, you will love that Pepica. And lastly, what we included in there was a Le Conseiller Pinot Noir. I have to be remiss to not throw in a Pinot Noir in here because a Pinot Noir arguably is my favorite red grape varietal. Truly delicious. This is made in a little bit of homage to the great Conseiller in Burgundy. This fella set up wine schools. He also set up some cooking schools. He did a lot inside, and this was Mr. Bouchard, and there's so many Bouchards, I forget his first name. I think it was Andre Bouchard back in about the 1820s. But what he did as well is a lot of legislative work with the government to kind of protect Burgundy, protect their different regions. So it's an homage to Mr. Bouchard, but a brilliant, brilliant Pinot Noir. I again, when I first opened this up on Thursday, that was the first bottle that I attacked. It was just terrific. You know, wonderful red cherry notes to it, even little tones of raspberry, but easy, easy to drink, wonderful wine. So there's our 6 for 60. Hopefully a few people have questions. Give me a little bit of a rest so this Barry White voice can get a little deeper.
By the way, that 6 for 60 sounds great. For the season, really, any time, but perfect for this time of year. You're going to think this one, when this came in, this text, Ted, you're going to think it's from me. So I had to laugh when I saw it. But it says, any new good Malbecs out there? It's for real.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we've talked about a few in the past, but one of my favorites is Loscano. We've talked about it in the past, and that is not really new, but I think people forget about it. Also, the Flechas de los Andes. A bigger wine. It's a step up. It's about $15-$16 a bottle. But those have been in our arsenal at Haskell's for years. But I think a lot of people forget about them, and those two in particular. So it's the Loscano or the Flechas de los Andes. I would say go give those a try if you really want a terrific Malbec, because especially that Flechas is a dark, rich Malbec. I kind of joke because every time you drink one of those, your tongue turns purple because it's so rich and so delicious.
All right. So a couple of suggestions. Another listener wants to know, are there wine classes to be had anywhere?
Well, yes. You know, there's multiple classes around town that do that. Haskell's does provide them. You can go onto our website and take a look, see at what we do. Often, too, what we can do, and we highly recommend, on Saturdays, we have what we call Satter Taste, where there's several bottles of wine to open up where you can go in and see those, try those wines right there, try before you buy. So you could always go onto our website because we have wine classes and also wine symposiums where we actually have the winemaker come in. You're talking about a a very narrow set of wines, all the wines that he made, but it's a great way to hear it from the horse's mouth of what the person's trying to produce. So always stop by Haskells.com if you're interested in some wine classes.
Excellent. Here's a good one. Tester says it's chili season. Any suggestions for a good red?
Well, I would go for big reds. I would either do, and depending also how spicy you like your chili, I would try either a Zinfandel. Windstorm Zinfandel is my favorite. It's real big. It has that peppery finish to it. Wonderful. Or go a Syrah. Or you could even try a Gigondas, which is made with some Syrah. Gigondas is a wonderful little village down in the south of France. This always sounds a little confusing. It's on the northern side of the southern portion of the Côte d'Aron Valley. But it is full. It's rich. We have a couple different Gigondas, and it's Gigondas. Gigondas. And that's a great wine, especially if you're doing chili. And if you like it on a little bit of the spicier side with some of those bigger, robust flavors, Gigondas would be quite good with that.
Here's something I've wondered about for a long time. I've tried different stemware, different glasses. A listener really wants to know, does it make a difference? Does it make a big difference using a wine glasses specific for the grape or the wine?
Yes. It is amazing. And last holiday season, we had the folks from Riedel Wines come in, and we did a wine glass tasting. And it's so amazing that you get four glasses of wine, and usually you get to take the four glasses home with you as well. And there's four glasses, and there's generally a Cabernet, a Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. And we taste those four grape varietals. So you taste one cab, and you put it in the Pinot glass, and you put it in the Cabernet glass, and you think we did something sleight of hand, because you would swear that they're two totally different grapes. And with that, it's two things that are acting here. It's the shape of the glass in which it, and how it funnels the aromas and the bouquets into your olfactory senses. Also, believe it or not, even on the micro level, it's the lip on each glass. And each lip is designed as such to splash that wine on a certain part of your tongue. Your tongue can only taste sweet, sour, salt, and bitter. Now there's the umami side, but there's not much in the world of wine for the umami side. But it will splash at a certain part of your palate to really exemplify the flavors and all that. So the glassware does make a difference, without a doubt.
Outstanding. Well, you made it, Ted. You made it. All we have to do now is spend about a minute or so talking about Haskell's, and then we'll call it a day.
Well, I'm just limping across the finish line here, but if you want to celebrate a Gophers victory or get ready for a Viking celebration this weekend, Haskell's is the place to do it. We have locations around the metro to take care of you. We have a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. We have a Haskell's in Minnetonka right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. Haskell's in Highland Village on Ford Parkway. We also have a Haskell's down in Bloomington, right out in Lowman's Plaza. If you're out on the lake, maybe one last chance, maybe using the boat to take a look at the leaves, stop by Haskell's in Excelsior right downtown. You can even pick up some beer or stop by our pub and have a burger. There's Haskell's at White Bear Lake. If you're out on the river, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. Also, there's a Haskell's in Faribault. So if you're down south, swing by, or Haskell's in Plymouth. And if you're on your way up north, stop by our Super Cellar in Maple Grove. It's a sight to be seen. And if any of those can't fit your time or your schedule, always feel free to stop by Haskells.com. Maybe look up those classes, and it's 24/7. We'll even deliver it for you, Denny.
Absolutely. I know that for a fact. Ted, take care of yourself. Be of better voice, and we'll talk next week.
I look forward to that, and I'll be in better shape, Denny, I promise.
Okay. Thanks very much. Feel better. Ted Farrell from Haskells.